Vietnam, in its population of 90 million, has become Northern Australia's second biggest market for live cattle, and by the end of the year, it will have imported around 140,000 head. But there's a lot of uncertainty over here about what will happen if Australia does start sending big numbers of cattle to China for a higher price. The Northern Territory's Minister for Primary Industry, Willem-Westra van Holter, has been in Vietnam meeting with cattle importers, all of whom are after some assurance that their supply from Australia is safe. It's a guarantee the Minister would like to give, but can't.
I think it's an issue that's on the horizon for the importers over here. Not for some time, I would imagine, though, because we're still waiting on a health protocol to be signed between Australia and China. Then we'll have to work with them on SCAS and make sure that that's in place. And that could take some time. And I guess working with foreign governments and foreign entities can be at least challenging. And I'm sure China will be the same.
Mr. Westra van Holter is encouraging Vietnamese importers to start considering buying cattle stations in Australia as a way of shoring up supply.
You know, there have been a number of countries that have already invested in the agricultural sector in Australia, notably Indonesia and now China also. They've just bought Lizzie Down Station. So there's no reason in the world where, you know, as a matter of principle, that the Vietnamese couldn't go down the same line. And I guess what I've been pushing with them is the issue around China coming on as a possible export market for more Australian cattle and certainly live cattle, how that might affect the market here in Vietnam and Australia's capacity to supply this market. Now, I guess what I'm saying is if the Vietnamese own cattle properties in the Northern Territory or Northern Australia, that kind of helps them to ensure continuity of supply. And I guess that's great for the relationship long term.
The Senior Trade Commissioner for Australia in Vietnam is Sean Riley. He says cattle importers will continue to monitor this situation with China very closely.
They're watching it very closely, partly because it's a very new industry here. They've invested money into their supply chains. Therefore, they're looking at their relationship and their purchasing of Australian cattle in the longer term. And so I guess they're following media back home, following stories back home to learn where we think we're directing our product in future. And they know we have limited supply capability. And so I think they'll be taking a watching approach with how the FTA unfolds with China and the effects it might have with on the trade here in Vietnam, not just with cattle producers, but of course with other agricultural production as well.
Every cattle importer we've met this week, I think it's the first question they've asked about the China Free Trade Agreement, and I guess that's no surprise to you.
No, as I said, I think because it is such recent news. I mean, they follow Australia here pretty closely, and we have a large Vietnamese population in Australia. Vietnamese sort of know us pretty well. We feature in the news here a fair bit,
and but they all knew about that headline of a million head a year to China.
Yeah, well, of course, because they've invested and they're hoping, they know we've got limited supply and they're hoping that the investments they've made are going to be utilised, they're going to be able to use those investments by getting supply from Australia. So it obviously would be a concern of them if they see a deviation of product into China.
It has been a record year for the live cattle trade to Vietnam. It'll end up being around 140,000 head, I think, by the end of the year. What is the key to keeping that trade strong?
From what I've seen in the last couple of years, I really think it's the building of strong relationships. That sounds quite cliched in Asia, but as I said, I think on both sides I've seen a bit of uncertainty, and I've been around a couple of meetings with suppliers and importers, and I've watched how those relationships have progressed, and there's a much greater degree of comfort now, and I think that's probably the key to the future. I don't think we're there yet. I think we've got an industry in Australia that needs to build relationships and more depth those relationships here, and by the same token, I think you've got importers here who really need to get to know our suppliers, better understand our suppliers. So for me, I think that's the absolute key to a successful future for this industry.
And finally, Sean, you live here in Ho Chi Minh City. Australian beef, is it popular in this city?
It is very popular. There's no doubt that we, Australian food products generally, I have to say, enjoy pretty much a premium brand position in the market here.